time about which we previously knew next to nothing, except that it seemed to keep happening, can actually be described in the same way that energy and other factors in the universe can be described. Now, the last thought I want to leave you with is I don't think anybody could make this up. Certainly not me, a person with no training in mathematics, no interest in this kind of thing. I was told this stuff. And, you know, most, God forbid, channeling is of the horrible variety, which tells you to, you know, eat brown rice and love your neighbor. You don't need channels to tell you that. You have channels in your own head which tell you that. This is a mathematical equation. I mean, it's embedded in a lot of rap, but the real channel is an equation for the description of time, which makes assertions, makes predictions, is willing to be held to mathematical analysis, all the things scientists are always screaming that occultists never will provide them with their theories, this provides. So I'm willing, since it's only one person, one person's life, I'm willing to preach this a little bit, because I'm not, maybe I can't believe, see, the choice here is pretty stark. Either I'm nuts or I'm Newton. There's no in between. Because there is no in between.
It's binary.
Yeah, it's right. I'm the greatest intellectual synthesizer in the history of man. If I'm wrong, it's just horseshit. So then the question is, which is it?
Okay, wait, Terrence. Let's look at that for a second. Now, what is the corollary? Say you are the channel for the next step of our understanding of this reality in that sense. What is your resonant corollary from this time?
You mean, who am I the resonance of?
Yeah.
A question I've never asked.
Well, okay.
When did you first publish?
I figured this out. There were many. It took a long time. But from 1971 to 73 is when I figured it out.
Okay, so what was happening at that time Let's go back.
Here. Let's go there and see.
Every 1973,
Terrence, I really think this needs to go into Einstein's equations. And the reason I say that is because basically that's a description of the fabric of space-time. You know, and if doing that shows things like supernova and whatnot that we can document,
then you would have it.
Absolutely.
Then you would have it.
So you had.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, so let's.
You
let's
had
look
finished
at
developing this before your life-changing experience in 1971.
No, the life-changing experience was in 1971. Well, let's point it at this little dip here, giving me the benefit of the doubt, and say that it was January, February, March, April 26, 73. I'm sure that had you visited me in April 26, 73, you would have found me hunched over graph paper and working furiously. Now let's see what the resonance of that is. I is the resonance call. It asks higher or lower. We answer higher, that means earlier, higher. Major or trigrammatic resonance, forget that. Major is the answer. Which point? First, second, third, 99th? I have no idea what that means. Let's answer first. So 526 BC. Oh, it's the Greek Renaissance. It's Plato, Pythagoras, Ezekiel, Confucius, Lao Tzu. Hey, I think it's time to knock off. You should quit when you're ahead, you know? Yes.
Most of my leftist scientific discoveries, nature provides us with redundancy. I'm thinking of calculus. I'm thinking of atomic bombs. They're usually developed in parallel, several sites on Earth. Just an observation. There's no parallelism here.
Well, in a sense, there... No, wait a minute. In a sense, there is. This is a fractal. It was invented or channeled by me before fractals became the absolute obsession of frontier mathematics. Now everybody wants to talk about fractals, and everybody says, you know, population growth, river mouths, everything can be modeled by fractals, but nobody has said time can be modeled by a fractal. So I think probably the rise of fractal mathematics is indicative of this. The other thing is, this could never have been brought to the public without small personal computers. I developed this finished it in 75, and in 77 they began selling small computers. So it's a weirdness. It's a hallucination. That's what it is. My dream has always been to bring something here from there. And apparently the only things which travel well from there to here are ideas. And I'm not an artist, so I couldn't paint. So this is a psychedelic idea. I think there are millions of these kinds of ideas swimming in the psychedelic ocean. Yeah.
The second thing that strikes me about this, what good does it do us? And if it's true, I don't want to know it. I would like to hide from this you're anywhere near correct.
Well, that's because what we really haven't talked about the nature of the concrescence. You know, what is this all argues for an impossible conclusion, that the world is going to disappear up its own wazoo at dawn, December 22nd, 2012.
What is your vision of the final, the end of time,
the
meeting of the transcendental
object?
Can we see it on the screen?
What?
The 2012?
Oh, you want to see the last day? Well, here, let me... I'll show you the final thing. We're running over here, but anybody who wants to leave has my blessing and my sympathy.
We'd let you leave. This is
okay. Let's change the date of interest. Where is the date of interest? Well, they don't get date specific. Why don't I see? Oh, there it is. C. Target date, oh, let's look at January 1st, 2010, on a time span. Oh, wait a minute. Do you wish to add a number of days? No.
Well, rather fortuitous that we have 2012. I mean, if we didn't have that calendar, there would be no place to... index this.
That's right. That's right. Time span. Specify time span. E. Years. It's 2010. No. 12 years. Plus months. Zip. Plus days. Zip. F. Okay, the pointer will be pointing at Jan 1, 2010. But you see, there it is. It runs down. He don't go no more. That's the end. Now, I have created one way out that preserves the theory and a rational universe. And it is simply this, that what happens on December 22nd, 2012 is that time travel is invented. And because it is invented, it is no longer possible to portray historical data on a linear graph.
Yes.
So that's all. It's just it was a thing about technology, and eventually a technology was created which made the three-dimensional space-time matrix itself obsolete.
Well, it's just a dimensional octave jump.
Yes, dimensional octave
so
jump.
Is the transcendental object?
The transcendental object is the despair of description. It cannot be known. It can only be approximated. It's the sacred heart of Jesus. It's the flying saucer. It's the philosopher's stone. it's tantric union, it's good LSD, it's all of these things and more. It transcends language and understanding, but the closer we get to it, the more it will be revealed. And the reason the 20th century is so peculiar is because we're so close to the zero point, we're so close to the transcendental object that, you know, take a hit, there it is. Close your eyes and daydream, yes. There it is. Have an orgasm, there it is. It's trying to break through. It's almost upon us. We've been sailing toward this thing for 72 billion years, and we are now 22 years from impact. The walls are so steep. The acceleration is so great. We are there. For all practical purposes. And then what spiritual life and headdom and all that means is realize that we are there so that anxiety drains from your life, body, and worldview. And then you just ride the wave. And when people talk of catastrophe, revelation, salvation, and destruction, you just smile a small smile, knowing that it will be all that and more and more and more. It's something, I think it's to reassure us. You see, I think the world is going to get hip to the fact that we are actually caught in a whirlpool in time that is sucking us into another dimension. Without something like time wave zero, a notion like that could get fairly alarming and spread a lot of panic. With time wave zero, you just say, look, we have a map of what's going on. We'll check off the milestones. As long as the wave keeps working, nobody should freak out. Just settle in, hang on, and we'll navigate through this. So it's a vital piece of knowledge necessary to face the eschaton without panic. Because these crazy religions want to tell you that you're going to be judged and damned and fired and roasted. No, no, that's not it. They got the story wrong. We're just being sucked into hyperspace. And hyperspace is the human imagination, the human heart, the human soul. It's the domain of our dreams. Our imagination is a flickering image of what it will be. But what it really will be is the despair of prose. What it will really be can only be approached in silent darkness on 5 grams, and then you can't tell anybody about it. Thank you very much.
This concludes In Search of the Original Tree of Knowledge, a weekend workshop with Terence McKenna. If you would like additional copies of this recording or a complete catalog of transformational audio tapes, please call Sounds True, 1-800-333-9185, or write Sounds True, 735 Walnut Street, Boulder, Colorado, 80302.